Wow, what a thrill to come in and to feel the freedom that you do it at Mount Calvary. Been around a lot of churches. I've enjoyed most of them. Some of them actually enjoyed me. I know back when I was young, when you grew up in the late 60s and 70s, you always had all these questions and different things going on. You're a young person, you have all these, I got to question this, I got to question that. I thank God that I was fortunate enough at age 16 to walk into a church to hear the gospel message, to walk down an aisle to say, Jesus Christ, come into my heart, save me. Not knowing what I was doing, not knowing what I was talking about, I was just doing what people told me to say. But it wasn't them. It wasn't the things that they were telling me. It was the Lord, I believe, speaking to my heart. As time would go on, first Sunday I went, the following Sunday I was on a church bus. Bill Butts, I was on a Calvary Road church bus picking up youngsters to go to church. I was singing choruses that I knew not. I was being taught by the youngest. I saw within their hearts joy. I felt within their hearts excitement that they were going to church. And I thought that was just infectious. And I thank God for it. To have the opportunity to stand in front of you to share on Sunday mornings, it is such a joy. This morning I want to share with you a little bit out of the book of Galatians, and trust me, friend, this is a part of the Bible that I just love. I'm going to read out of the sixth chapter, over in the fifth chapter, Galatians. It's just got some wonderful, wonderful things. It says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made." Liberty. There was a time people were... Christians were known for what they didn't do, not for what they did. And I thank God that here at Mount Calvary, and I believe churches all over this great land are starting to learn, we have a job to do. We have a message to share. And if you have experienced this thing we call life and love through Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you have true freedom and true liberty. Andy, you got to wave at me now. Come on in, wave at me. Good morning, good morning. I have a special gift for you, Edna, after them. I'll be preaching for the next hour and 20 minutes, so you will get everything in. Right on time. Edna has a little secret that I should not share with you in church. But occasionally, if you'll go to Springfield, if you'll go to the nicest restaurant in Springfield I believe I've ever been to, you can go to Bob and Edith's, you can order the scrapple and eggs, you can have that fried bologna sandwich that has gotten me to the place I am now. And occasionally, you'll have the pleasure of seeing Edna there eating, too.
Liver and onions.
Oh, there you go. See? It's good, isn't it? It's good, liver and onions. The freedom. I read in this fifth chapter, it says, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. Later in the chapter, I read, we are instructed to walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit of God. Then I read those wonderful, wonderful fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against these things there is no law. Freedom. Then I get to the sixth chapter. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. Emphasis on that gentleness. Considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Then in the sixth chapter, in the second verse, I want to read you. Bear one another's burdens, so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. Then the fifth verse reads, for each one shall bear his load. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word. Allow our minds and hearts to be open this morning as we receive that truth from you. We ask this in Jesus' name, all God's people. Amen, amen, amen. I read God's word sometimes and I get stuck. I read God's word and I try to better understand. I said, Lord, explain it to me. Those of you that never saw one I Love Lucy, you'll not know what I'm talking about. Explain it to me. Because I read in this passage here, I read about the instruction of the author here to bear one another's burdens. Then just a couple verses later I read, for each one shall bear his own load. And I start to scratch my head. I go, well, which is it? So many times in the Bible, amen, you will read things and they go, wow, yeah, explain it to me. Yeah. No. That's my number one fan out there. Trust me, nobody else is listening. That's my fan over there. Yeah. Well, that goes right in with this scripture, I'll tell you. Haven't quite got there yet, but I'm... I know that we're... Don't get excited. That's usually when you hear that music, it's time for me to end. Still got an hour left, Edith. Well, I know we're to bear one another's burdens. And in this church, I've had more laughter than anywhere I've ever been. I've had more people that I just simply enjoy. I can kid around with them. I'll try to pick out them, make a little fun, and they'll come right back at me. And I love that. That's what guys do. It's very hard for me to go up and, Rick, I love you. Sorry. That's right. It's just hard to do something. It's hard, you know. Just... I can say, Rick, you're my favorite cousin I've seen today. If it's the first cousin I've seen. It's the only cousin. You know, but sometimes I know for me personally, because of the laughter, because of the fun, because of the joy that I felt when I walked into these walls, then I am able to share my burdens. I am able to share the things that just, wow, just tug at you inside. Things that I honestly believe in the last couple of years here at Mount Calvary were not for the friends, for the believers in this church praying for me and allowing me to share my burdens with them, I have no idea of how I would have made it through. Amen. I believe that these burdens are just, sometimes they're just boulders. They're just so big. It's something that I just can't handle on my own. It can be a burden of shame. It can be a burden of pain. It can be a burden of simply feeling like you're distraught and not understanding how God, in His wisdom, would make choices to allow certain things to happen. I've been through pain, I've been through suffering, and I know without a shadow of a doubt that I have been allowed to share my burdens with you. And I know if I went up and down these pews and I let you talk about it, each one could stand up and share with me a burden that you've had another person share with you. Then I read down a little further and it says, for each one shall bear his own load. So then you got to dig a little deeper. Then you got to understand what that word load means. If I was in the ladies' class, then I'd be whipping over here. The Greek would be going out. My little simple commentary reads, the word load stands for a knapsack. That's what it means. The biggest things that I have in this world and the things that challenged me, God allows others to help share the load, the burden. But then I also have to take care of those little items. Just me. Little things that I put right here on my shoulder. The things that I have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. I have responsibilities in my life. You do too. Then I read all the way back in Psalm in the 68 and it says, praise be to the Lord, to God our Savior, who daily bears our burden. I have boulders that I will have to deal with in my life, that thanks be unto God that I have friends that will share that burden. I have personal things that they're in my little knapsack over there, and I have to deal with them and make the proper choices myself. But then most of all, I have a God who each and every day has a responsibility to bear my burdens. Back in 1876, I'm going to date myself, the British government passed a law. It was known as the Merchant Shipping Act. It was a law which, at that time, all the merchandise, everything was transported pretty much by boat. And in that year, they enacted this act which required each boat to place a watermark on the bow of the ship So in other words, if you looked at the ship from the side, it would have a mark on it. And this mark was where, if this ship was totally filled to capacity, it would place that ship right at the watermark in the water. So when that ship was empty, you'd see the watermark far above the waterline. And if you saw a ship and that line was below the water, the law said that they had to go and they had to remove things out of the ship to bring it back up. It's called the plimsoll mark. Plimsoll. That's the man who was instrumental in getting this law passed. The only reason I share this is because I believe that each and every one of us have a little plimsoll mark on us. And God knows exactly where that mark is. He knows exactly what you can handle. He knows exactly what burdens that you can bear. Some things you can handle on your own. And I know a lot of us, we have a hard time with that, asking for help. That's a difficult one. I know it's tough for me. But realize, when you ask for someone else's help, when you ask for the prayers, you're giving that individual an opportunity to show you that they love you. I believe that God knows our plimsoll mark, and He never allows us to be so burdened that we slip below the water line. I know many times in my life I scratched my head. I've asked questions. It just simply doesn't make sense to me. I'm here to tell you, it makes perfect sense to God. He is the one who surrounds. He is the one who uplifts. Sometimes He uses others. You can be in a group standing here. Sometime, no matter what you do, everybody's just going to look at Joe Vogel over. He's good. I've seen him dance. He's very good. Sometimes somebody will just mention a word, and the word that they mention is exactly what you needed to hear. Sometimes you just stand there and just listen. You're around Mount Calvary very long, you better be a pretty good listener, because those folks like to talk. I had my one little 5 seconds of control over the congregation today, and I thank you for that. And I love it when people come to church and they just can't wait to share something. Hunter comes up to me and he shows me a video. He's on the mound. He's throwing balls down there. Look. That's the way I feel when I come to church. I want to hear what God has been doing. Because when I hear what God has been doing, I get excited about what He is going to do. I may not be qualified to eat the meal on Monday, but I'll get the one on Sunday down at the firehouse if they don't let me in the gate over there on Monday. That's okay. I'm still excited about what He is going to do. I'm excited when people walk in and I haven't seen them a little bit. Usually there's something that they want to share. And I believe it is a blessing to have the opportunity to share one another's burdens. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come to Your house, and God, You've given us such a beautiful, such a warm day. You've allowed us to feel Your presence. You've allowed us to sing songs to the Master. You've allowed us to lift up prayer request after prayer request after prayer request. God, You've allowed us as a family, as a church family, to be of one mind, one spirit, and in one accord. And we thank you for that. So Heavenly Father, meet again each one of those needs. Bring healing to bodies. God, you just touch. And if there be an individual under the sound of my voice that is struggling, God, we will look to you, the author, the finisher of our faith. We will look to you, and Heavenly Father, challenge us to spread this wonderful news. There is work to be done, God. Allow us to be your workers.